What's up, everyone? It's Phone Rena. You're watching our in-depth video review of the T-Mobile Sidekick 4G. It's actually a Samsung manufactured device as opposed to Sharp. And instead of using the Danger OS, which we saw last with the T-Mobile Sidekick LX from 2009, it sports Android 2.2 Froyo with a very customized experience running on top of it. It does share some of the design cues of the traditional series here. You can tell with the keyboard, but there are some tweaks to it to give it a slightly different approach. Undeniably, the handset retains most of the stylings from previous Sidekick handsets, and Samsung does manage to do a decent job with it. Now, when you compare this to the previous model, the Sidekick LX from 2009, it doesn't feel as solidly built with its choice of materials here. Instead, it relies on this plasticky body here. We have the white version with the black and pink accents here, and it's surprisingly a little bit more weight to it, even though it uses plastic all around, a little bit heftier than other QWERTY-based handsets out there in the market, but for $100 on contract, you really can't knock on it. It feels pretty good in the hand, solid all around. We like the way it feels as we hold it here, and especially in landscape, it's very ideal. Instead of utilizing the distinguishable swivel hinge mechanism with the previous models, it uses this pop-tilt hinge to expose the keyboard. It feels solid, and overall, we're pretty happy with the overall design, but doesn't take the cake as the best-looking Sidekick device we've seen. One of the focal points about the Sidekick 4G is its display. It's 3.5 inches, not as large as we would like, but it's still manageable. It has WVGA resolution, so that's 480 by 800 pixels. And with that, combining it with the size of the display, it makes for some really distinguishable and detailed looking text. Very easy in the eyes to see, especially with web browsing. You're not going to have any problems at all. On top of that, we're very happy and glad with the color output with it. Even though it's not Super AMOLED or AMOLED Plus that Samsung utilizes on some of its other phones, it's still nice. It produces some really sharp looking colors, very radiant and punchy, and it does offer some decent looking viewing angles. Although it's customary to find buttons outlining the shoulders of Sidekick devices in the past, it's a little bit frustrating with the Sidekick 4G here. They have a really nice feel to them, and they're well sized too. You have the menu back, the jump key, which is basically a shortcut key, and the home key. Our biggest frustrations with the home key there, just because when you're holding it in portrait like this, you need to get back to the home screen. You really got to reach up to get to it. It's just an inconvenient spot. You have also an optical pad, which is great just because the keypad lacks directional pads. So when you're trying to get the cursor into place or position, it's nice to have that. On left edge of the handset, you have some distinguishable buttons right here. You got the lock-unlock, the volume rocker. They're prominent and they're very easy to press. And you have also the 3.5mm headset jack. Meanwhile, on the right, you have the two-level shutter key, easy to press again. You have the micro USB port behind the flap, and you have a spot there for a lanyard. Being a 4G device and all, you have a front-facing camera, 0.3 megapixel, great for video chat, which is a feature with Quick, and you have the earpiece on top right there. Even though some previous Sidekick owners will miss seeing the swivel hinge mechanism, the pop-tilt hinge one here with the Sidekick 4G does a good job. Slightly different, might not have that eye-catching appeal to it, but it's a lot more solid than the mechanism found with the G2. It snaps into place and stays shut right there. Once you have it open, you're greeted to the 5-row QWERTY keyboard. It has a nice layout just because you have a whole row dedicated to buttons. You have other buttons like the emoticon, the add button, also Google Voice search right there, right at your disposal. They're kind of raised from the surface, and they're pretty well, a little bit on a smaller side for some people, but since they're spaced widely apart from others, it makes for a fantastic experience, a really good click feel to it, and overall, we find the experience using the keyboard very satisfying. And finally, in the rear, you have the 3-megapixel camera. It's kind of paltry in its capacity, but at least you have it. No flash, though, unfortunately. You have the grill here for the speaker. Removing the back cover, simple. You just snap it off like that. It gives you access to the battery. Underneath it is the SIM card slot, and you have the micro SD card slot right there. Sharing the same peppy 1 GHz Cortex A8 Hummingbird processor that's used by other Samsung Galaxy S devices, the T-Mobile Sidekick 4G is definitely a speed demon in this aspect. You could tell quickly here just by moving between the old home screens. It's very fluid in its movement here. Even when you get into the app panel, you just notice the same exact transition, and it's pretty much evident in almost all aspects of the device. And overall, we're very happy with the responsive nature of the handset. And keeping true to its Sidekick roots, we find a heavily customized Android 2.2 Froyo experience with the Sidekick 4G. You can tell just by looking at all the widgets, it shares a lot of them that's found with the Samsung Galaxy S devices out there. So a lot of personalization in that regard. Also, you have the theme changer here, which allows you to change the look of the icons and buttons just to better fit your needs here and your unique taste. On top of that, with the device itself, you can do a pinch gesture to get all the home screens at once. You can rearrange it to whatever you like. It's definitely different out there. If you press the jump key, it gives you this this unique looking interface. Basically, it's more of a quick launch button, which allows you to get to some of the common functions of the device, and you can map it directly. You also notice the differences in some other aspects of the handset, such as the phone dialer, a little bit different from what we see in other devices out there. And finally, if you do the unlock screen here, the neat thing about it shows you the time. Of course, you could swipe down to get to the home screen, but instead of doing that, you could swipe up, and it basically is mapped to the jump key button. So in our case, it automatically load up the web browser, which is nice to instantly get you to where you want to be directly from the lock screen. Seeing that the Sidekick line has always been synonymous with the messaging aspects, the same could be said about the one here with the Sidekick 4G. There's plenty of aspects with it that make it a very nice messaging device. For example, you have cloud texting service. It's not available right now, but it will launch once the device is commercially available. Basically, you can manage your text messages on a computer, so you can reply to friends from your own computer at home. On top of that, you have even things like the group texting feature here, which is nice just because you don't have to constantly send different messages to multiple people. You could include them all in the same conversation. It makes it very easy to understand what's going on. And when someone replies to you, it basically replies to everyone. If you'd rather use the on-screen keyboard as opposed to the physical one, you'll have two different choices for you. You have the swipe keyboard here, and you also have the Samsung keyboard. Unfortunately, though, it's kind of cramped in its layout and very difficult to use. And also, there is no option for a landscape one, because if you tilt it, there's no landscape support. You have to actually use the keyboard, the physical one here. Still, though, it does a great job, but just because it's very quick and accurate, and we rarely had any problems. And definitely, you want to stick with the physical keyboard as opposed to the on-screen one. For a device packing a snappy processor, we're kind of disappointed with the web browsing experience with the Sidekick 4G. It has a HSPA Plus connectivity, so it loads up pages fairly quickly here, but for flash-heavy sites like ours here, you could tell it's just unresponsive whenever it comes across any flash content. You have pinch gesture support, so you can zoom in, zoom out, but it is it's a very trying experience, as you could tell, and ultimately, it does kind of dampen the overall experience. And keeping things fresh and exciting, we find a different looking music player interface with the T-Mobile Sidekick 4G. You have your albums on top here. You can move between any of them by doing some swipe gestures. There's no animation to it, but still nice looking, say the least. If you turn off the device and you're going to unlock it, you're greeted to a mini player right there on the lock screen itself, so I still have access to that. As far as the audio quality from the speaker, it's a little bit on the screechy side and definitely irritating if you have it set to the loudest volume. The video watch experience is very engaging with the T-Mobile Sidekick 4G. The video we have here is encoded in DivX 1280x720 resolution, plenty of details and eye-popping colors. We like the fact that it runs at a decent frame rate, and there's no evidence of any slowdown or lag with it. With its 3.2 megapixel autofocus camera, we weren't expecting much out of its quality, and rightfully so, it shows. In outdoor conditions, a lot of lighting, it produces some overexposed and dull-looking shots, lacking detail, cooler-looking colors, and in low lighting conditions, there's just an abundance of noise. It's not really the best thing for taking photos with. Unlike some of its higher-end competition, it lacks 720p video recording. Instead, the Sidekick 4G offers 720x480 videos. It moves at a decent rate of 29 frames per second, so it's pretty smooth in its movement here, but it has a tendency to look a little bit more on the hazy side and doesn't have any noticeable abundance of details. It's still good enough for most people, but don't expect the most visually stunning-looking videos. Calling quality is a mixed bag with the T-Mobile Sidekick 4G. On one hand, our caller said that our voice did sound neutral in tone and distinctive, very easy on their end to comprehend. But on our side line, with the earpiece itself, it produces some crackly and muffled sounding voices, made it a little bit difficult to hear our callers. And at the same time, when you use a speakerphone, we still get the same experience with some crackly and muffled sounding voices. Battery life isn't all that great with T-Mobile's Sidekick 4G, and if you're a heavy user, just plan on constantly recharging the device. In our experience, we used the device rigorously, and we managed to get roughly around a 10-hour mark before it required a recharge. Although you'll get a solid 8-hour work shift with no problems, it still kind of falls flat versus the competition. Lastly, we didn't have any issues as far as losing connectivity to the network. It managed to retain a good amount of bars in high coverage areas. It surely isn't the prettiest looking Sidekick device that we've checked out, but the T-Mobile Sidekick 4G lives up to the line of Sidekick devices out there just because it has a very well-rounded approach and still sticks true to some of the stylings and characteristics of the line here. For $100 on contract, you really can't knock on it. You have a really nice high-resolution display. You have also video chat capability, HSPA Plus connectivity on board. You have a phenomenal keyboard, which makes it very easy to type, and you have a heavily customized Android 2.2 Froyo experience that places a lot of emphasis on the messaging and also social networking aspects. And again, $100, you really can't knock on that. So if you'd like to learn more about the T-Mobile Sidekick 4G, or for all the latest cell phone reviews, new specs, and information, you can check us out, phonerena.com.